3-8.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's cold outside today. But it's winter, and things are beginning to change. So that's a good thing. Your days are getting longer now. Your sun is getting higher in the sky. So it will warm up this day. Even though it is cold, it's going to warm it up. Spring is closer. We're only 49 days away from spring, March 20th. We're 43 days away from daylight savings time, March 14th. And for those of you that think February is kind of a boring time, let me tell you, I want you to write this down for your calendar. If you love orchids, and a lot of you think that orchids are really, really tough to grow, well, if you write down on your calendar, February 12th, 13th, and 14th, there is an orchid show at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And they've been doing this every single year. It's a wonderful time for everybody. And you can buy orchids. They have seminars that will tell you exactly how to grow them. They have a great collection, every color in the rainbow. So I want you to write that down, February 12th, 13th, and 14th. 14th is Valentine's Day, so that might be a great day for your loved one. Take him out special. Take her out special and enjoy the flowers on Valentine's Day. Now, here's another date I want you to put down. February 18, 19, 20, and 21. That's the Rhode Island Flower Show and Garden Show. And that is going to be held in Providence. So that's February 18, 19, 20, and 21. The Boston Flower Show is no longer there. It's a series of little shows. And to try and, personally, to try and go to them, if you know the city, that's great. It's hard to find parking at times. But this is a show in Rhode Island that's wonderful. You park your car, you go into the building, and everything is there. There are seminars going. And if you want to get more information about the Rhode Island Flower Show, here's a website for you, www.flowershow.com. How easy is that? Just flowershow.com, and it will tell you all of the particulars. But here's two dates for you, two weekends in a row, if you'd like something to do related to the garden. The 12th, 13th, and 14th of February is the New Hampshire Orchid Society Annual Flower Show. The following weekend, the 18th through the 21st, is the Rhode Island Flower and Garden Show in Providence. So take a look, and I know you'll have a great time at both of these events. Our phone number, 859-9231. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we have a man that's going to join us. And he is going to tell you about something that you may not know. We're going to tell you about an insect called a mason bee. A mason bee is an insect that does a better job of pollinating your trees and garden up to 10 times better than the traditional bee, honeybee that we have. And it's something that you don't need a hive and that everybody can have in their yard. So if you've got 3 or 4 fruit trees and you're not getting many apples, if you've got a vegetable garden and you're not getting many squashes or tomatoes or peppers, you can raise mason bees, and all you need is an area 12 inches by 12 inches on the side of your garage, the side of your house, and the mason bee is friendly. Your kids can put it on its finger and it will not bite them. We'll talk about this at 8 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, we've got Phyllis over in Cape Cod, and she's got a question about gladiolus.
Phyllis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. It's good to talk to you. I was finally getting to my garden and pulled up some gladiola corms and some dahlia corms, but I just put them in a box, stuffed them in the basement, and now I know my glads had thrips when they were growing, still saved the corms, but I didn't treat them when I pulled them up. So I need to know how to treat them for thrips.
Okay.
And the dahlias, because they're just exposed to air, I didn't pack them in anything. Have I lost the dahlias?
Okay. When you look at your dahlia, is it beginning to kind of shrivel?
Yes.
Okay.
Just slightly.
Just slightly. Okay. Then that means that it is beginning to lose moisture. So the thing that you can do is this. If go to your local nursery and see if you can buy a small amount of peat moss. Unless you've got some potting soil in your garage. If you've got some potting soil, bring it in the house. Give it a chance to thaw because it's probably frozen like a block of ice. And all you need to do is to cover that bulb with either peat moss. You can put compost on it. You can put pine bark mulch on it, potting soil, anything like that. But try and use something that's dry. If you take a bag of potting soil and it's really, really wet, the bulb is going to absorb it, and it may start to grow in the cellar, and you don't want that to happen. Now, what I do is this. When I dig up my bulbs, my wife loves calla lilies, and what I do is I get a big, heavy, thick cardboard box. I put it right on the cement floor because the cement floor could be as much as 20 degrees colder than if you put it on top of a table in your basement. And I take that box and I leave it right near the door in the cellar that leads to my bulkhead to go outside, you know, that steel door, so that I'm getting some draft coming in. So I put a layer of about a half an inch of peat moss or a man-made potting soil. I set my bulbs so that they're not touching. Sprinkle some of this man-made potting soil or peat moss on it to cover the bulb. And then I put a sheet of newspaper on top of the soil. And that holds the moisture in the bulb. And it's not too late. You've caught it. So put them right on the floor. Take those boxes, put them right on the floor. Don't stack them one on top of the other. The reason is, if you stack them one on top of the other and one begins to rot, it will transfer the rotting from one bulb to the other, and then you'll lose everything. So spread them out, cover them with some soil that's dry or peat moss, and then a piece of newspaper. Moisture can go right through the newspaper. If you put a piece of plastic and there's moisture in the soil, it will condensate on the plastic, drip back down, making the soil even wetter. So if you do that, your bulbs should be okay. So you give that a try. The other thing that you can do before you do that, if you have some wilt-proof or wilt-stop left that you applied to your shrubs and your trees, spray the bulb with the wilt-proof or the wilt-stop. Allow it to air dry, and then cover it with the peat moss or the potting soil and put it right on the floor and keep it as cold as possible. So get it away from the furnace. And again, what I do is I put it right up against the door leading out of the cellar. If I want to get out, I just move it out of the way. When I've done my in and out work, then I put it right up against the door. It gets the cold from the bulkhead, and the bulbs do good. I've had calla lilies, I bet you, 8 or 9 years now. And I have a few dahlias that I do the same thing. Now, for thrip, if you go to any garden center, I'm sure that they're setting up the store right now. You can get a dust, like a rose and flower dust. And all you do is you take your glads, put them in a brown paper bag, sprinkle some of the rose and flower dust in the bag, shake it like you're putting butter on popcorn. Shake it so they're all covered, and that dust will take care of the thrips on your glads, and that will keep them safe. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686- 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. We have some open lines, and this time of the year, things are a lot quieter than the spring. So beat the spring rush. If you had some problems this past year, and you're not quite sure what caused it or how to solve it so that you don't have it again this year. Again, that number, 800-259-9231. Now, a lot of us had problems last year with tomatoes. We had that late blight that totally engulfed the whole East Coast. And it's a problem that came through several sources. It came through one of the largest plant growers in the country, and it spread with the weather. Last year, remember, we had 21 inches of rainfall during June, July, and August. We also had the coldest summer ever recorded. So when you combine temperature and stormy weather, the virus that created this problem, this disease, just went absolutely crazy. So this year, we're going to think positive. We're going to start by cleaning our gardens. And we're not going to plant them in the same place. So if you grew potatoes last year, or tomatoes, or both, make sure that they are not put into the same area. The reason is you don't want the spores to reinfect the plant. It makes a big difference. And potatoes, definitely do not plant them in the same location. The reason is the disease will spend the winter on living tissue. So if you dug your potatoes out of the garden, and you're like me, you're going to see some little potatoes the size of a marble, the size of a walnut, and you say, I don't want that. That's too little. So you just leave it there. if that little pea-sized potato survives the winter and begins to grow, it's infected. And if you plant your potatoes in the same area where that little pea-sized potato tuber lives, when that tuber begins to grow, it's already infected. And it's going to reinfect every healthy seed that you've put in there. So relocate your potatoes in a different area. And that way, if you see a shoot come out of the ground that looks like a potato, dig it up and get it out of your yard as soon as you see it. That way you're going to eliminate that problem again this year. Makes a big, big difference. Now, another thing that needs to be done this time of the year, if you have houseplants, it's cold out, right? So the heat is running like crazy. And if you have forced hot air or a wood stove, a pellet stove, is creating dust. If you're cleaning your dining room table, your end tables, and you're seeing that the rag that you use with the end dust, it's all dirty. Think of what's happening to the leaves of your houseplants. What I want you to do is take a few minutes today. Just take a soft cloth with some warm, soapy water. Just use the same detergent that you wash your dishes with. Just a little bit on a rag. Get it wet and wash the leaves. You're going to be amazed. If you can get the same dust that's on your living room table, on your end tables, off the leaves of your plant, they're going to grow much better. So let's clean that foliage. And when was the last time you fed them? They're probably hungry. So get a little bit of Miracle-Gro, mix it with some water, give them a good drink. And if it's something that you don't normally do, you forget it, like a lot of us do. We're so busy, we don't forget, we don't remember to feed the plants on a regular basis. You may want to change from a liquid fertilizer to a time-release capsule. And go to your local nursery. There's a product called Osmocote. It looks like little BBs. You sprinkle some in your container, and every time you water, the plants get fed for 6 months. Give it a try. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Oatman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Mary over in, I believe it's Thelmas, Maine. She's got a question about a cactus.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Good morning, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Yes,
hi,
good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. I listen to you all the time. I have a problem with my Christmas cactus. It's blooming, but the leaves are falling.
Okay. Are you getting any discoloration of the branches, any purple?
No. I was wondering. I haven't bedded. I was wondering if that would be the problem.
Well, I don't think it's not fedding. How often are you watering it, Mary?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. During the winter, I want you to cut back on the amount of water and give it a chance to dry out.
Oh.
How big of a pot is it in, Mary?
It's a big pot.
It's a big pot, okay.
I don't
see the
know.
thing
I don't know how big, but it's a big pod.
Okay. I want you to cut back on the amount of water. The reason is this. The sun is not as strong as it is during the summer. And what happens is when you get a lot of cloudy weather, and because your days are short, the plant doesn't grow as quickly. And because it's not growing as quickly, it doesn't need as much fertilizer and as much water. And if you continue to put the same amount of water and it's using less of it, eventually you'll get a buildup of it in the ground. And now the oxygen that should be in the ground is pushed out of the soil with the extra moisture. So what I'd like to see you do is this. Christmas cactus, you have to say to yourself, it's a cactus. It's not a desert cactus. It's a tropical cactus. But you have to say to yourself, cactus, I need less water. Take your index finger, push it into the pot, and if it feels moist, leave it alone. Go another 3 or 4 or 5 days. But what I do with my Christmas cactus, when they're inside during the winter, they get watered every 2 weeks. When they're outside, they get watered on a regular basis because right now it's their rest period. They're blooming, but they're not making any new growth because the day isn't long enough. The sun is not strong enough. So it's dormant. It's resting. Just like a bear. The bear digs a hole in the ground and he stays in there for the winter. He says, I don't want to go outside. It's snowing. It's cold. I'm going to stay in my hole. A plant is doing the same thing. It can't bury itself. But it just sits there and it sleeps and it says, hey, when it gets sunny out and it gets warm, then I'll start to grow. And that's spring. And spring is in 49 days. So if you cut back on your water, that's going to help. And next time you need to water, yes, give them some fertilizer. Mary, thank you for the call. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, let's see here. Next, we have Pat over in East Winthrop, Maine, and she's got another question about Christmas cactus.
Okay. Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
I got a little horse in my throat. I have two Christmas cactus. One is very one-sided, and it's always been that way. I've had it for several years, and it's in a fairly good-sized pot, probably, I'd say, 8 inches or so. And it blooms, and it does everything it's supposed to do when it's supposed to do it. But it keeps growing one-sided. What should I do with it?
Okay. Is it growing on the side that's facing the window?
Well, I turn it around, yeah. It is in the window. It's in the east window. Here I go again. Anyway, it's in the east window. And it stays there except in the summertime. Sometimes I put them outdoors. But this year I don't.
What you want to do, Pat, is that Christmas cactus, if you can put the side where it's growing the best facing inside the room and away from the window, what's going to happen is when your days get longer and the Christmas cactus does begin to grow again, it's going to make the new growth on the side where it gets the most sun. And that's why several times during the year I will always tell the listeners of the program, if once a week or whenever you feed your plants, if you could spin the plant so that 1 week the plant is facing out towards the window, the following week you spin it and the side that was facing the window is now facing inside the room, that way you'll get more uniformity to that plant. In your case, it's all growing in one direction. So put the side that's facing the window, the side that has the least amount of new growth. And that will help a great deal. Okay? So put the good side of the plant facing in, the side that doesn't look as good facing the window. And as the days get longer, the sun gets brighter, and the plant wakes up and starts to actually make some new growth, the new growth will begin to develop on that side where there's a lot less growth. It's as simple as that. You give it a try, and it's going to grow like crazy. Thank you, Pat. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barry in Portland with a question about orchid.
Barry, good morning. Nice to hear from you today, Barry.
Good morning, Paul. Another orchid question. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
A few years ago, a friend of mine gave me a lady slipper, maybe 3 years ago. It has never, ever, ever bloomed. Today, well, yesterday, one is up, one stem is up maybe a foot. There's another coming up that are very close to the leaves. I picked up the pot, and there were flowers coming through the drain holes in the bottom.
From the bottom?
Yes.
Wow.
Does that sound like anything we ever have heard about?
I've never heard of that. What I think you should do, Barry, is I want you to write down the New Hampshire Orchid Society Flower Orchid Show. It's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And from Portland to Nashua, you're only talking about maybe an hour and a half drive from you.
Right.
It is February 12th, 13th, and 14th. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a couple of plastic bags. You're going to put the plant in one, tie it, put it in another plastic bag or brown paper bag, and get your car nice and warm and take it to the show with you. And there will be experts at that flower show that can help you to solve the mystery of the flowers that are growing out through the drainage holes. I mean, I've never heard of that before.
They are honest orchids. They're beautiful. I have never seen anything like this in my life.
Man, it should come out of the top of the ground. But for it to come out of the drainage holes in the bottom, that's really, really strange. We will have on the radio next week with us one of the men that's in charge of the flower show. But write down on your calendar. I mean, you're only talking 2 weeks from now, Valentine's Day. It's, again, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of February at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua. And it's right off of the main road. We'll have all that information for you next week. And what I'll do next week, if you listen, we'll probably have him on around 8:30, something like that. I'll see if I can get a phone number from him, and maybe he can give you a call and help you with that particular problem. But I've never heard of orchids blooming out the drainage hole. It usually comes out of the top of the plant. Really, really strange. But Barry, don't give up. Enjoy the flowers. I mean, you've waited 2 years or more now for it. May just have to prop the pot up a little bit. But I would bring it to that orchid show in Nashua in 2 weeks from now, and then they can tell you what to do. Maybe it's going to have to be repotted, and I'll tell you, these people are really neat. All of the people at the orchid show grow orchids, raise orchids, and then as a group, they share their knowledge, and they help each other, and that's one of the reasons they have the show, is because they want to share their knowledge with you. And they do repotting and all kinds of things. So I think that's the place to go. But I'll have more information for you next Sunday. Thank you, Barry. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now, and we'll help you with your garden problems. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, next we can talk to Valerie over in Ashfordham, Massachusetts, and she wants to ask about a hibiscus alternative.
Okay, Valerie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Years and years now, almost 5 years, I've been planting hibiscus faithfully and enjoying them all summer, and then doing different things to try to get them to winter over and just been unsuccessful. Is there a plant, because I have seen them in other people's yards with that same flower, is there another plant that is a looks like the hibiscus flower but will winter over?
Okay, now, are you buying a tropical hibiscus from a greenhouse, or are you buying the perennial hibiscus?
Last year I bought the tropical, but the year before I bought the perennial.
Okay. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and this morning it was one above zero. The wind chill at my house has been 10, 12 below zero, and we've had temperatures without the wind chill that cold. And I have, in my backyard, I have three rose mallows that have been in there at least 10 years, and in the front of the house, in another perennial bed, I have half a dozen more. And they're called rose mallow. And these, they get to grow to be about almost 6 feet tall. There are varieties that even have red foliage on it, or bronzy colored red foliage. And they flower every single year. They die right to the ground. So in the fall, when the frost hits them, I cut them right level with, well, 3 or 4 inches above the ground, and they come right back up. So you need to go to a nursery, and you want rose mallow, and you plant it in the spring. If you can't find any, send me an email, paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to say a special hello today to a new family member of the Paul Parent Garden Club, WBEC Radio. They are 1420 AM in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we hope to educate your listeners to make them better gardeners also. Again, a special hello to WBEC Radio, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 1420 a.m. Altman, who's up next?
Well, next we can go to Janice over in Winslow, Maine. She has a question about her earth box.
Janice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Nice and clear.
Good. Paul, my question is, I have an earth box. I've had it for 2 years, and I've had a very good luck with it. And I'm wondering, what should I do when I start it up this year? Should I replace the soil that was in it?
Well, I'll tell you what I do, Janice. In the fall, I pull out all my plants, and I put it in my tool shed so that it doesn't fill full of water and break on me, because, you know, if water, when it expands, it's going to turn to ice and it's going to break whatever it's in. So I put it in my tool shed. In the spring, I empty all that soil in my wheelbarrow. I add some compost to it.
And where you bought your earth box, they sell a new package of soil conditioner. And when you first bought it, you had a little bag of a lime product. You also had a little bag of fertilizer that you added. And the kit also has a new plastic liner that fits across the top. And that's what I do. But I don't throw it away. I mean, a farmer uses his soil and his fields year after year after year. He just adds manure and things like this to make his soil better. So I just dump mine in the wheelbarrow. I clean out the earth box. And because there's a lot of roots that have gone through all of that the little holes in the bottom, I pull all the roots out, I clean it, I wash it with the hose, and any stuff that's really caked down, I'll wash it and clean it. And then I put it back together, and I take that reconditioned soil, I reapply it, and I buy that yearly kit. It's less than $10. And I add the two bags of soil conditioners. I put the new plastic cover over it. And then I replant, and it goes on. In my backyard, I have a walkway around. I have a little fish pond. And in July, the Garden Club in Kennebunk is having their annual tour. And we're going to put my house on that tour again. So for those of you that would like to see what my yard looks like, we'll be putting the information on the website. We'll be talking about it in the weeks to come. But it's in the middle of July, and you're all going to be invited to join this garden tour. All the proceeds will go for the prevention of cruelty to children. It's an educational program that they have. And we did this 2 years ago, and we had over 900 people that came to my house. We had a ball. We had an absolute ball, and there's about 10 homes in Kennebunk, and it's a great trip. You come up early, you can stop at restaurants and have a lobster or a lobster sandwich, or you can do the garden tour and have a nice big dinner with fresh seafood and then go back home or spend the weekend. So we'll be telling you more about it. But I have a lot of containers on my back deck, and I recondition that soil. I take the top three quarters of the soil, add compost, add a little bit of mycorrhizae, put it back in, and I reuse it. And that's what I want you to do. You do not have to re-buy soil every year. Just whatever you put into it is going to give it back to you 10 times. So recondition that soil, and you're ready to go. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. And coming up after the news, weather, and sports, we're going to talk about mason bees. So if your station is changing, go to my website, paulparent.com, and you can listen on the Internet.